Grace be unto you and peace from the God who not only promises to be with us at all times and in all places, but from the God who also invites us to walk with him. Amen. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, you go down to the mall just to get out of the house, maybe get away from the heat, and get a little bit of exercise all at the very same time. As you're walking through the mall all by your lonesome, suddenly, a total and complete stranger comes up and starts walking directly beside you. Do you feel comfortable having someone that you do not even know walking alongside of you? Probably not. In fact, it would probably make you feel just a tad bit nervous. Now imagine this. You go down to the mall to get out of the house, to get away from the heat, and maybe get a little bit of exercise all at the very same time, when suddenly you see a dear, dear friend that you have not seen in a very long time. They come up to you and say, "Hey, how are you doing?" Would you feel comfortable walking around in the mall with that dear friend by your side? Of course we would. As I was studying our sermon text for today, I was striving to find a way to take this portion of Scripture and place it before you in a way that you would not only remember, but in a way that would help you in your life as a dear friend of God, as a dearly beloved child of the Heavenly Father. In the end, I decided that we're going to study our sermon text for today under the theme, Walk with Jesus. There are two things that I hope that you will remember, two things that I hope that you take home with you today. First of all, remember that when you are walking with Jesus, you are walking with the one who gives you strength. Second, remember that when you are walking with Jesus, you are walking with the one who gives you life. Now, how in the world did I come up with our sermon theme for today? I invite you to look at the opening verse of our text. Paul writes, "So then, just as you received Christ Jesus as Lord, continue to live in him." The three words, continue to live, are actually the translation of just one Greek word. It is the Greek word peripateo. Very literally, the Greek word peripateo means to walk around with or to stroll. According to the New International Dictionary of New Testament Theology, the Greek word peripateo obtains an outstanding significance as a term for denoting a way of life. The nature and the manner of the way of life make it clear as to what governs a man in his being and acting. Here in the opening verse of our text for today, God the Holy Spirit is reminding us that as Christians, as sinners who purely by the grace and power of God alone have received Christ Jesus as Lord, we now need to live in him. We now need to live our life in a way that makes it clear as to what governs us in our being and our acting. To put it very simply, my friends, as the saved and redeemed children of God, we need to live our life in a way that openly reveals to everyone around us that we are walking with Jesus by our side. As we strive by God's grace to do this, as we strive by God's grace to walk with Jesus, our Lord will indeed give us strength. Look at verses 6 and 7 of our text. So then, just as you received Christ Jesus as Lord, continue to live, peripateo, in him, rooted and built up in him, strengthened in the faith as you were taught, and overflowing with thankfulness. As we are walking with Jesus, he will indeed give us the strength that we need to grow. To grow in our faith, to grow like a tree planted by streams of water, to grow like living stones being built into a spiritual house to be a holy priesthood, offering spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ. When we are walking with Jesus, my friends, we are indeed walking with the one who gives us the strength that we need to grow in our faith. Conversely, if our faith is feeling weak, if we are getting tired as a Christian as we journey through this world, we may need to examine how closely we are walking with Jesus. How can we determine how closely we are walking with Jesus? The place to start is by examining how often you are using God's holy word and receiving God's holy sacrament. The more we gather together here in God's house to read and study his holy inspired word, the more we approach Jesus' altar to receive his true body and blood in the sacrament of Holy Communion, the closer we will be walking with Jesus. And the closer we are walking with Jesus, the more we will receive the strength that only Jesus can give to us, the strength to grow in our faith. Now, why? Why is it so important for us to walk with Jesus? Why is it so important for us to be continually strengthened in our faith? Look at what Paul says in verse 8 of our text. See to it that no one takes you captive through hollow and deceptive philosophy, which depends on human tradition and the basic principles of this world rather than on Christ. We are literally being bombarded by false teachings, my friends. Sometimes these false teachings come at us from the unbelieving world in which we live. And sometimes these false teachings come at us even from the visible Christian church as we see it today. But all of these false teachings, all of them have one common denominator. All of these false teachings are striving to get us to look away from Jesus, away from what he accomplished on the cross of Calvary's Hill, and to focus our attention on ourselves and our own good works. Instead of emphasizing what God has done for us in Christ, these hollow and deceptive philosophies, which depend on human tradition and the basic principles of this world, emphasize what you must do for God. That's why we need Jesus to strengthen us through his holy word and his holy sacrament. As our faith grows stronger and stronger, we are less likely to be taken captive by the hollow and deceptive philosophies of this world. Just as it is important for us to walk with Jesus because he is the one who gives us strength, so also it's important for us to walk with Jesus because he is the one who gives us life. Look at verses 13 and 14 of our text. When you were dead in your sins and in the uncircumcision of your sinful nature, God made you alive with Christ. He forgave us all our sins, having canceled the written code with its regulations that was against us and that stood opposed to us. He took it away, nailing it to the cross. By nature, every single human being is born spiritually dead. By nature, we are indeed sinful and deserve God's punishment both now and in eternity, as we openly confess right here in God's house. By nature, we are doing everything we possibly can to get as far away from God as we possibly can because we do not want to walk alongside of him. By nature, we are uncircumcised and unforgiven sinners in the eyes of the Almighty Creator of heaven and earth. And then, my friends, then as Paul so beautifully brings out in verse 12 of our text, purely by the grace and power of the Lord God himself, Paul tells us that we were buried with Christ in baptism and raised with Christ through your faith in the power of God. through the sacrament of holy baptism, you were born again. Through the power of the sacrament of holy baptism, the Lord God Almighty completely forgave all of your sins, washing you clean in his eyes. Through the sacrament of holy baptism, the Lord God made you spiritually alive in Christ. Now the God who graciously gave you life wants you to spend your life walking with him. Since our sermon text for next Sunday is going to touch on this very same subject, we don't want to go into a great deal of detail today. But as you'll remember, in the opening verse of our text, that Greek word peripateo emphasizes how we live our life. It emphasizes what governs who we are. It emphasizes what guides our daily actions. Perhaps a good way to remember what walking with Jesus means is to remember that as a saved and forgiven child of God, you want to live your life in humble, faithful obedience to the God who gave you life. Once again, we ask, why? Why is it so important for us to be walking with Jesus now as we journey through this world? It is vitally important, my friends, because more than anything else, we need the confidence and the assurance of knowing that we will be walking with Jesus in eternity. Our confidence for eternity is found in the closing verse of our text when Paul says, "And having disarmed the powers and authorities, he made a public spectacle of them, triumphing over them by the cross." Not only did Jesus descend into hell to proclaim his total and complete victory over sin, death, and the devil, but Jesus physically rose from the grave on Easter Sunday to guarantee that one day we too shall rise from our graves and continue to walk with Jesus. And so, yes, walking with Jesus now is what gives us the assurance that we will indeed walk with Jesus in heaven. In fact, you might be interested in knowing that the Greek word peripateo is also used to describe the life of God's children in his heavenly kingdom. In Revelation chapter 3, the Lord Jesus says, concerning the faithful children of God, they will walk, peripateo, with me, dressed in white, for they are worthy. We all know what it's like to walk beside someone whom we love. The joy, the happiness, the sense of peace and security, it goes beyond words. My prayer then this morning, my friends, is that each and every one of us will strive each and every day to walk with Jesus. Remember that when you are walking with Jesus, you are walking with the one who gives you strength, the strength to grow in your faith, the strength to avoid being taken captive by the hollow and deceptive philosophies of this world. And remember that when you are walking with Jesus, you are walking with the one who gives you life. Not only life here on this earth, but he is the one who gives you true life, eternal life with him in heaven above. So walk with Jesus, my friends. To God be the glory. Amen. Please rise.